Actually, we were introduced just now. Yeah. You started to be a soprano at 14 years old.
Well, I always liked to sing, even as a child. And I started to sing when I was 7 or something in choirs. So we have quite a big choir culture in Europe and in Belgium as well. So I spent my whole youth singing in choirs and taking singing lessons. And then I heard about Transparence Youth Opera Project, which is 2 weeks in August every year, and they stage a whole opera just in 2 weeks with 20 young people. Mm-hmm. And so I participated again and again. And so the first time I participated, I was 14.
So talking about this play, mm-hmm. it's about a desperate woman.
Yeah.
So can you give us more details on this desperate
woman? So it's just... The story it tells, it's about a young woman, and this is very interesting. Poulenc specifies it's a young, elegant woman. So it's this woman who has the last phone conversation with an ex-lover, and she knows he is going to marry someone else very soon after. So she knows that she will probably never see him again or never hear him again, and it's really the end of a very passionate, very important relationship. And it just makes her hysterical, just the idea that it's the last time she's going to have him on the phone, and when the connection is broken, this part of her life is over. So it's hysterical, it's very emotional, it's manipulative. There's a whole part about where she is lying about not being she's lying about she was outside, and but actually she's been inside her house all the time, just locking herself up waiting for that phone call. But the interesting thing is, you could say it's really over the top, but it really isn't. I really have the feeling that every one of us has this woman inside of them. When this happens to you, it touches you so deeply. So I really feel for this woman.
So what are the challenges to portray such a desperate woman in one act opera? Especially, you have to sing maybe for about 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm, something like that.
Yeah, all the way. So yeah. What are the challenges?
The challenges to start with was just studying the piece. It's not like if you sing, like for instance, a Baroque opera, it's an aria and the text repeats itself. But in this case, it's a monologue, so it's 50 minutes of text. So it's just getting this text inside my head was really difficult. But so I studied it for about a year, just like repeating the text. So this is one of the most difficult pieces of singing this opera. Just like, you know, it's gonna start and it's gonna be like a really fast train until the end, and you have no time to think about it because you don't feel heartbroken every day. So when I have to sing it, I really have to get into these emotions, and it takes some time to like to feel her, to feel these emotions.
Is the person you are talking to, or shall we say your ex-lover in this drama, present on stage?
You will only hear my reply, so you will not hear the other person talking on the other side of the line. So you have to imagine what they're saying. Sometimes it's easy, you know, the answer is very clear, and you know, you can imagine what the question was or what the other person was saying, but that's the interesting part. You really need to fill it out, what the other part is. And of course, in our version, you will see the other person dancing.
Okay, is this one act opera mm-hmm. very popular in Europe?
It's quite popular, yes. I think there's a few stagings every year, definitely. I think there was one in Belgium this year, and I've known one in Paris last year, and one in Holland the year before. So in general, Poulenc's music is getting quite popular in Europe these days.
I always think it happened in 1958.
Yes.
It's quite old time. It's a long time ago.
It's true.
So how young people can accept it in Europe?
Yeah, That's a good question. I think young people are getting, especially young musicians, are really liking his music as well. But I think with this opera especially, it's you like it or you hate it, or you love it or you hate it. When people see it, they're mostly really, really excited about it. And they're like, this was so touching. And other people just are like, I don't get this. I don't get this type of emotion. I don't get this type of music, so it's a love or hate story, I think, with Love or Your Man.
Mm-hmm. So for this one act opera, is there any special feature for the music? So is the piano the main instrument?
I suppose the piano is at the center, yes. So it's mostly the piano, but other instruments are added on. The rhodes is very important as well because they're the two key instruments, of course. But the piano is at the center, definitely.
It is very popular in Europe, but it is the first time to arrive on the stage of Beijing Music Festival.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's maybe out of your imagination. So what are your expectations, and why do you think Chinese audiences will love this?
This is a question. It's also the first time I'm in China, so I have no idea about how... it's a very French piece. It's the emotions and the music. It's very European and very French, and I'm just very curious to see, just as you are, how it will be received.